Kevin Orr has wrapped up his 2 days of meetings with lawmakers in Lansing. His goal? Winning support for some $350 million as the state's share in that so-called grand bargain. But let's shift our focus now to money, not from the state capital, but the nation's capital. Republicans and even some Democrats are dead set against the idea of a federal bailout for Detroit. GOP Senator David Vitter of Louisiana last fall tried and failed, we might note, to get a law passed to prevent federal money from ever going to the city.
When you look at situations like Detroit, the largest ever municipal bankruptcy, and when you look at our fiscal situation in Washington at the federal level, this clear statement, this clear bar of the feds bailing out state and local government is very, very much needed.
But we wondered, are the tides changing even a bit, even slowly? The Obama administration and officials in Michigan are in talks to give Detroit $100 million federal dollars for blight remediation. And late last week, Treasury Secretary Jack Lew visited Detroit. So we wanted to talk about that with Detroit Free Press D.C. reporter Todd Spangler. Todd, is it fair to say we are seeing a shift, albeit subtle, towards some federal dollars to help Detroit?
Well, I think that if there is any shift, it is a very subtle one. What has become clear is that the federal government, the Treasury, is still not going to just sign a check for Detroit. It seems like what's really in the works here is there's a lot of money wrapped up in blight eradication that could be made available to Detroit, and that if the state, particularly, were to ask the feds for that, there might be a possibility of getting some of that money for Detroit, which then could be used to offset money the city was already going to be putting into blight to be used to help retirees and other things that are needed through this bankruptcy settlement.
So it almost sounds like a little bit of a shell game.
Yeah.
It's like, well, we'll give it to the state to give, you know, and we'll call it, it's blight removal, so it's not a bailout. But if it kind of looks like a duck and quacks like a duck.
Sure. I mean, but that's the case really throughout the country. I mean, there were some 18 states that supposedly got money through this, what's called the hardest hit fund, mm-hmm. back in 2010. And you know, Michigan got upwards of $500 million for that to be used around the state. But only a small portion of that ever got used. That was for mortgage rescue programs and to keep people in their homes. And while some of that got used, a lot of it didn't. And lately there has been this thought maybe that it could be turned around to be used for things that states need, like in Michigan and particularly in Detroit and Flint and places like that, mm-hmm. to tear down, you know, buildings to get rid of blight. That requires Treasury to say, yes, it's okay to use that money that way. No one in the state has come back to the feds yet, at least officially, to say, we want that money. We want another $100 million for Detroit, that Detroit could use that money for something, use a like amount of money for something else. But we understand there have been conversations and discussions going on, you know, to that effect. Whether that will happen or not remains to be seen, and Treasury is very careful to say no one's asked them for any money yet, and they're not giving $100 million to anybody as of right now.
You know, we know that Mayor Duggan met with President Obama when the president came to Lansing to sign the farm bill. He took Vice President Joe Biden to dinner at the Eastern Market when the Veep was in town to see the auto show last January.
Yes.
Is this FaceTime, do you think, paying off for Mike Duggan and Detroit?
It can't help but pay off for the mayor. Listen, the Michigan is a state in a circumstance with a Republican governor, and a Democratic White House, by its very nature, while it wants to be supportive of Michigan and of Detroit, is going to be somewhat wary of giving too much support to Rick Snyder in a year when he's running against, you know, a Democrat who's been endorsed by the UAW, who's a key ally of this White House.
Sure.
What can break that kind of balance when it comes to all kinds of things, whether it's, you know, money for a customs plaza for a new bridge, or whether it's help for, you know, programs as Detroit goes through bankruptcy, is Mike Duggan. I mean, if he can establish a relationship, a working relationship with President Obama and Biden and the Treasury, maybe more importantly, and I don't mean one with Congress as much as with the sort of the people with their hands on the levers of power in the White House, that can make a huge difference.
Yeah, and that's what I kind of wondered, if there is a growing sense that powerful people in Washington are looking at Duggan and Kavanaugh, but maybe even there they, you know, maybe they might want to admit it, but Governor Snyder, and maybe there's more trust than there was for Dave Bing and Kwame Kilpatrick.
There is definitely a lot of trust there for Governor Snyder. I mean, there is no question that this White House feels that when they have looked to work with Governor Snyder, he has been easy to get along with. I mean, that's not to say they agree on everything by a long shot, but that, you know, when they have looked for a partner in Michigan, it hasn't, you know, the governor has not met them, as have some other Republican governors, you know, with the closed door.
With the pitchforks. And
exactly.
Yeah. And we've seen that he has been proactive in pledging Michigan's share to the grand bargain, although that still has to get through the legislature. But you certainly get the sense that there's a willingness to kind of work across the fences.
Well, I think there has to be. I mean, Governor Snyder, when he was elected 4 years ago, did not get elected by a state that, you know, was predominantly red, even in, you know, in non-presidential years. Mm. It's even those years, it's a purple state. And I think Governor Snyder is very much someone who realizes if you're going to be elected and reelected governor, it requires a certain amount of Democratic votes, and that means being seen as somebody who's willing to work on issues and maybe not be quite so ideological about them.
Todd, what should we read into the Treasury Secretary's trip to Detroit last week?
I think it was a signal. I mean, I think that there is a great desire on the part of the U.S. Treasury, of the White House, to show that it is a partner to Detroit. I think that It wants to be able to show where it's working to try to help, how it's trying to help Detroit spend the money it gets. If money needs to be repackaged, perhaps this $100 million is something that will get repackaged down the line, that they are willing to try to help Detroit in any way possible other than signing a check that just says, here's a bailout for Detroit. That's not going to happen. The Congress, particularly the House, would put the brakes on that as fast as they possibly could.
Yeah.
And for what it's worth, even this Democratic administration does not want to do that. They realize very well the trials that would go along with handing out money to cities that are in financial trouble, because there's a lot of them across the country.
Right. It isn't just a Detroit story. But it certainly seems as though a politically wise administration strategist would figure out a way to lend a helping hand to Detroit that would not need any approval by Congress.
Absolutely. And there are always streams of revenue that can be used, like happened, you know, last year, where the state, I mean, where the feds and local leaders, et cetera, put together this $300 million package. A lot of that money had already been authorized. It just hadn't been used. It hadn't been set up in such a way that the city could get it quickly. They went out of the way to change that and still got around the idea that they were bailing out Detroit.
So are you willing to hazard a guess, Todd, on the likelihood of Detroit getting federal money?
I think the likelihood of Detroit getting federal money is extraordinarily good. Where that federal money will come from, how much it will be, what kind of strings will be attached to it, who knows? That's really sort of what's up in the air. And remember, this is money that's coming, that's going to be used in out years and years and years to come, which is really what Detroit's looking for, money that's going to help balance its budget down the road. You know, this could be months or even longer in the future before money were to be authorized. It would still have the same effect of helping Detroit.
Speaking of just looking at the timeline of things, I would suspect, again, if I was a smart White House strategist, getting that into Detroit's pipeline before the elections would be a smart thing.
Well, it would certainly help in certain ways. I mean, if you know, there's a big Senate race in Michigan. You probably heard.
You think?
Yeah, and I think it's not lost on the White House or anybody that the Michigan seat in the Senate could help decide whether or not the Democrats remain the majority or the Republicans become the majority in the Senate. And you know, does money from a Democratic administration and visits from the Treasury Secretary and others potentially help a Democrat? It very well might.
Detroit Free Press, D.C. reporter Todd Spangler. It's always a pleasure to talk with you, Todd. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.